Write this down. Breaking the seals of the mysteries I receive of the supernatural power of God. Breaking the seals of the mysteries of the supernatural power of God. Let me give you a definition of supernatural so you know, be on page with me. The supernatural is the ability of God being released. The supernatural is the ability of God being released to produce uncommon, unusual, unshakable, and unstoppable living. To bring glory to God, carrying out His will on purpose in His power. Now I'm going to read that to you one more time. I'm going to read that to you. Then we're going to read 1 Corinthians 2. The supernatural is the ability of God in which we should be living by. Being released how? Through you. Being released to produce uncommon. Say uncommon.
Uncommon.
You know what I mean, right?
Yes,
unusual.
Unshakable.
Unstoppable. Living. Listen to what the next thing he says. To bring glory to God. When you live unusual, when you live uncommon, when you live unshakable, when you live unstoppable, it brings glory to God. I said, when you live uncommon, when you live unusual, when you live unshakable, no matter what comes, you're not shook up. Daniel said, take me to the fire. The Hebrew boy said, take me to the fire. Daniel said, take me to the lion den. Paul said, take me to jail. I'm going to praise my way out of jail. I'm going to sing my way out of jail. When you live an uncommon, unusable, unshakable, unstoppable life, it gives glory to God. And you show forth God's purpose of power, put it on display. God's purpose and power, all right? Now, 1 Corinthians 2 is one of the most supernatural chapters. It gives elements of the supernatural, how not to live as a normal person, but as a divine son and daughter of God by His Spirit. I want to talk about that a few moments. Paul pointed this out. Matter of fact, there are three or four chapters I want you to take consideration. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, Ephesians chapter 3, and 1 Corinthians chapter 12. The reason I'm taking you to those three chapters, Paul described the demonstration of the supernatural in 1 Corinthians 2. Paul, by revelation, explained the dispensation of grace or the dispensation of living under in God's favor. Paul talks about the manifold wisdom of God, the unsearchable riches of Christ. You heard me?
Yes, sir.
The unsearchable riches of Christ. He talks about all this come by revelation. Let me give you now. R-I-V-M. Write those words. Jot us down. R-I-V-M. Let's see. R-I-A-M. Revelation, interpretation, application, and manifestation. Revelation, interpretation, application, manifestation. You can add a D on there if you want. Demonstration. You can add a C if you want. Creation. You are a creative being. You're speaking words that have spirit and life in them that can cause the supernatural to come on the scene for yourself, over somebody God designed for you to minister to. Can I get an amen on that? So you got to come alive. You got to know who you are. You got to know why you have that problem. You want me to tell you why you got a problem? For you to solve it.
Right, amen. Yes, sir.
You're packing enough to solve it. So God want to show himself strong in his realm, so he permit a problem to come in your life and let you solve it, so the person who don't understand can know it can be solved. You got me? Got me? So all your problems are meat for the supernatural to eat up. You heard what I said? All your problems are meat for the supernatural to eat. We can go home right now, okay? All my problems are meat. In other words, God want me to function in the supernatural. And if you leave everything natural, I'll never function in the supernatural. Normal living never have to function in the supernatural. Who want any normal living? All right? So you go to 1 Corinthians 12. I want you to read that, because I'll be studying on that. The gifts of the Spirit, those nine manifestations are for a reason. And the reason is actually gifts, administration, and operation. 1 Corinthians 12, you're going to see nine manifestations there. Nine things, nine supernatural function there. But they're actually, he's talking about gifts. And see, just gift by itself, you don't know the administration, how to administer those gifts. And you don't know how to operate in the gift, they become a problem when it was supposed to be a blessing. You're going to find your Bible. Gifts, administration, and operation. How to function in those gifts. In the supernatural world. Those gifts are a supernatural world. All right? Now, let me pause here before I read 1 Corinthians 2 to give you another insight here. Here's what you must remember. Remember, your invisible power is from within. Hey, talk back to me. An invisible power, where is that? From within. That function in the realm of the Spirit. Your invisible power is within you. Every condition, every environment, every atmosphere you're living in, you caused it. Most men, look at me, most men and women live from the outside, where the problem is. When you begin to live from within, where your born again experience is, then you will be able to manifest to the outside what you have on the inside. The church have to stop looking like the problem. The church supposed to be the solution. 1 Corinthians, chapter 2. Now watch Apostle Paul explain and give an explanation of a supernatural positioning. What are it going to take? What are it going to take for me and my wife to work in the supernatural? What are it going to take for me as a single woman or a single man to operate in the supernatural? What are it going to take for me as a college student to go to college operating in the supernatural? I'm a Christian. The supernatural belongs to me. I can't be pinned down. Write that down. By nobody and nothing. So whatever is messing with me only have a temporary moment. So Paul set the church up in Corinth for supernatural happening. Verse 1. 1 Corinthians 2. How many got 1 Corinthians 2? Because I want you to follow me, because the word is going to bring the power. So Paul said, and I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with what? Of speech or what? Declaring to you what? Now that verse is saying a whole lot of stuff. The testimony of God is supposed to be declared in a certain way. The testimony of God has power. The testimony of God has blood. Grace. So speech alone. Cannot produce the power of God. Somebody just talking from an outline. Somebody just quoting scriptures. Will not release the power of God. So Paul said, I'm educated, but I'm not going to use it. Well, you know, Paul's an educated man. Paul said, I'm not going here trying to bring some intellectual, educated stuff out of my mouth. I want the Spirit of God to speak. That's what you need this morning. You need a word from the Lord. You don't need no polished preacher. You need the Holy Ghost saying something, changing something, showing you something, telling you something, rubbing you with something. Paul said, when I came to you, go back to that scripture, look at it. Came not with what? Wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. Now look in verse 2. This is supernatural talking here. This is where the church must go to. This is the apostolic. For I determined not to know anything among you. Nothing. I don't know no cars. I don't know no dresses. I don't know no styles. I don't know no diamonds. I don't know no yachts. I don't know no mansion. I determined not to know anything. One thing among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. All the rest of that stuff, plastic. I determined not to know anything, Paul said. I'm not talking too good, and I don't know nothing else. So if you come here for something else, don't have it. I don't know nothing about Jesus Christ and him. What is he saying there? He's saying the power is in Christ, the cross, and the resurrection, and the blood. That's the only significant thing that is. All the rest of the Bible got together around this. Paul, John, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Esther, Solomon, they all got together around this because this is what it's all about. Your victory is in the cross. Your power is in the cross. Listen to what the Spirit of God said. The deficit that you're dealing with, all you got to do is put blood on it. Now, you didn't hear me now. See, you got to hear me. The deficit. Anything that is deficient or insufficient in your life, because you're a child of God, all you have to do is put the blood on it. Put the blood on it. How you put the blood on it? Because of what Jesus done for me, this can't hold me down. Because Jesus got up, I'm about to get up from this. I'm about to go through this, get up out of this, because Jesus rose from the dead, and the same power that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in me. That's exciting, boy. No problem, no limitation, no restriction, no worry, no fear, no opposition, no circumstances, no attack can hold me down because Jesus got up. Did he get up? How many of y'all know he got up? Make some noise up in here. When he got up, it opened every door of victory in my life. So you say to your problem, you about to see another resurrection. You said a sickness and disease and lack and limitation and restriction and attack on your life, telling you where you're not going to go, you about to see another resurrection. Because the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, woo, Lord, say it, dwell in me, say it, dwells in me, say it. Let me say this, now I'm going to go to the problem that I'm dealing with now is about to produce another resurrection. If you don't believe that, slap yourself, you're stupid. You're a Christian, aren't you? The problem you're dealing with now is going to produce another resurrection. The enemy think he has you. The enemy think he have stopped you. The enemy think that little disease that's making you uneasy going to keep you down. But he's a liar. He should have never let you come here this morning. You're going to have a resurrection of healing and health. If you got a money problem this morning, you're about to see a bank crack open. Matter of fact, I'm going to say it because I need to shake somebody up. I call for a resurrection of money in the body of Christ this morning, that we can be like Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Job and Solomon. Just go on, David. Just keep on naming all of God's children. I'm dancing through these prophecies these people prophesied this morning. See, he did not prophesy, that was the Spirit. I'm dancing down those streets this morning. I can preach better. I got somebody to prophesy up in here. There's a movement. It's a movement of the moment. Can't wait around, you'll miss the bus. So sit down. What y'all standing up for? God, I'm catching something. I'm catching something, boy. Oh, my God. I dare you tell somebody I feel better already. Tell him, I'm catching something. I'm catching something up in here. I'm catching something. Go to church, you're supposed to catch something. People talk about catching the flu. Why can't you catch favor? I'm catching favor. Come on, catch it. I'm well with favor. Now listen, come on, sit down. For I'm determined not to know anything among you. Say if Jesus Christ and him crucified. Now and he said third voice. And I was with you in weakness. And in fear. And you don't sound like much of a preacher there. You see what he said? Weakness, fear, and trembling. You got to define this. You have to define this. He was talking about compared to the spirit world, I'm weak. And the spirit world is so powerful, it'll put a fear in you. And when God go to moving, everybody tremble. The reason that we're not trembling, God is not moving enough. It's too much flesh moving, too much people moving, But when God caught a move, when God present wrap around you like a blanket, and you feel a heat from heaven flowing. You know what it is? You know what that term is? I'm not afraid, but I'm ahead of the pack.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Right, 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 right. Yes, sir.
I feel a nearness to God. So why should I try to do this?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I see.
Religion puts you in enough flesh to mess up.
Yes, sir.
You be think you're so powerful, but you're still in the flesh. But when you start recognizing that you're weak and in fear and trembling, you've got in the presence of God, and your senses don't rule no more. And your situation don't rule no more. And your neighbor don't rule you no more. And the boss on the job don't rule you no more. Nobody rule me. You have to break the seal on the supernatural to see the power. Watch what he said. Go say it again, verse 4. You with me? And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom. Got a lot of that. But what? Y'all read, if y'all gonna read it, read it. Don't say it like you're reading a comic book. What did he say? Demonstration of the Spirit and of power I shall have in my life. Talk to me. In my house. Talk to me. In my home. Talk to me. From now on, I will have demonstration of the Spirit and power.
Hallelujah.
I will not permit Satan
and his cohort
to overrun me.
Let
me tell you why. Look at Luke 10:19. Look at 10:19. We're going to get a shout in here. We just want a shout. Look at Luke 10:19. Why is Satan not going to run over me? I'm going to tell you why. Because I'm operating in the power of his resurrection. And I have a word from Jesus. Behold, I give you power to tread upon serpent and scorpion and the power of the enemy. You got Luke 10:19? Why you ain't shouting it? You ain't reading no comment. Behold, 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 look, see, understand this. I give you power. You got it now.
I got it now.
To tread on every problem, every situation. Don't bring me no bad news. I don't want no bad news. Can't bring me no good news, don't even talk to me. Bad news mean I'm losing. Look at verse 5.
Yes, sir.
Moses' church standing in the wisdom of men. All orderly, conducted, just right. That according to the written, oh my goodness, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Now these are some words the Lord gave me for to tell you what he want to do to you. The Lord won't do you. He says to tell them, I want to stockpile your qualification to operate in the supernatural.
Yes, sir.
I want you to have so much understanding of the supernatural, that be your first move. When you see a problem over women, your first thought going to be, this is a miracle. You see? See, you're so stock, you're so stockpiled with the supernatural. You understand it so well. That's why Daniel was able to go in the lion's den. The Bible said Daniel had an excellent spirit. The Lord ministered to me about that. Daniel had an excellent spirit that God gave to him temporarily. You got an excellent spirit forever. The spirit of Christ lives on the inside of you. You have a spirit that can regulate, remove, release, restore. Because every child of God under the sound of my voice here and around the world, what them countries name? Blank. South Africa, Australia, Italy, Great Britain. You have a spirit in you that is excellent to function in the supernatural. Say it, I have an excellent spirit in me. I ain't asked you nothing about your sin. That was in your soul. In your body. I ain't asked you nothing about it. Well, no, I can't say it. Say it, I have an excellent spirit in me. Satan, condemn us in our soul. And condemn us in our body. I'm still a child of God. I missed it, but I'm still a child of God. I'm going to repent right quick. I'll be right back. Now, here, he says, secondly, I want to stockpile you with qualification to operate in the supernatural. Then he says, secondly, I want to emphasize why you are not sure. I want to emphasize why you are not as sure. Confusion about the spirit, soul, and senses must be cleared up. Confusion about the spirit, the soul, and the senses. May I clear it up this morning? To clear it up, go to Ephesians 1 again. Let's look at verse 3 again. Ephesians 1, 3, I think it is. I got to clear this up. Yes, sir. Clear this up because Satan will rob you in your soul at your spirit expense. Ephesians 3, well, I told you to turn to Ephesians 1, right? Yes, sir. Ephesians 1 and 3. If you don't get this, we're going to send you to the beginner's class. See, this verse is letting you know as a believer, you already have all your victories built in you.
Yes, sir.
But you're going to have to learn how to work it.
Right.
Uh-huh. All power is within you.
Yes, sir.
But you're going to have to understand that power. And the way to understand the power, all power is within. Power is not in a committee. The power is in your spirit. All power, say it,
all power
is within. I can change anything without
from the power
that is within me. Now, where is it? It's in my spirit. So now what I have to do? Renew and release. What renew? Renew my mind, meaning renewing and restoring my soul in proper connection to my spirit. Then now my soul runs my body.
Right. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Because that's a divine connection. See, the Holy Spirit, my recreated spirit, my soul, my body, my manifestation. I'm going to go over it again. I see you looking at me. I see you. I see you. I see you. I'm going to go over it again. See, First, Ephesians 1:3 said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So I have it now. Where is it? It's in my spirit. I have to, with meekness, with a childlike faith, take the engrafted word, James 1:21, and say in my soul. And then when something come up, all I got to do is look in the mirror. Look in the book. Read my answer. State it out and go on about my business. It'll happen every time. So I have already received all I'm going to receive from God. I'm in the renewing. You know what Romans 12:2 say, right? Be not conformed to the world, be you transformed. Huh? I'm renewing my mind with the life of God in the word. When I renew my mind, my soul says yes. And my body have no choice. Then my senses say, I believe that too. See, I didn't know you can train your senses to know the difference between good and evil. Three S's. Give them to me. Spirit. Come on. Senses represent your body. It's line up. It's a trinity. Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost are one. When I get my spirit, soul, and my senses to be one, I'm going to operate like a God. You got it?
Yes, sir.
Come on, talk to me now. Talk to me. See, the reason there's a divergence in the church, a reason there's a discrepancy in the church, if they don't understand that divine lineup. See, all we're supposed to be doing now is renewing and releasing what is rightfully ours.
Hallelujah.
Give me the three. So you don't have a Satan problem. You got a soul problem. Go back to Romans. Go back to Luke 10:19. Go ahead back there. I mean, how can I have a problem? Jesus told me this. Why in the hell I'm going through all this? And Jesus told me, behold, I give you power to tread on serpent and scorpion over how much? I can't hear you. You know why he can say that? You remember what he said in Mark? All power is in my hand.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So, let me drop this on you. Stop trying to get what you already have. Lord, you don't know how powerful those words are. You see, when you approach something from the point that is yours, it manifests. But when you're trying to get God to do something for you that he already has done, it's just, watch me now, watch me, watch me. It's your soul out of alignment. That's all it is. I mean, if you got a patch sin you lack, you have a pat sin you lack. You're a Christian, but you got a pat sin you lack. It's just your soul out of alignment. When your soul out of alignment, what else out of alignment? Your body. Call what? Why you think the Bible said the word of God is spirit, life, and light for your soul? To become equal to your spirit.
Yeah.
There are many things in life I just know by my senses it ain't right.
Right. Amen. Amen. That's
right. Look at me. Everybody look at me. That's why I got them cameras cut off, because I want your secret anointing on me. Many of you are suffering for nothing. You're suffering because you don't fully recognize your makeup.
That's right.
I have to see that change. I have to get where you can enjoy God.
Yeah. Oh, yes, sir.
And that you can identify with how much God loves you. And how much he has already done for you. And get your joy restored. Joy in the morning, joy in the evening, joy at supper time. Always operate one of the decrees. The decree today, if y'all read your decrees, it was joy. I want you, in the name of Jesus, to take your joy back this morning. I don't care what's going on in your life. Just take your joy back, act like you're out of your mind, and rejoice in the presence of God, and joy will run the enemy off. He can't stand to be in the joy of the Lord. So tell the person next to you, I'm taking my joy back. I want to say something. I want to say something. You need to help me with this. I want to say something in the spirit. The enemy is through stealing from me. Say it. Don't be scared of him. Don't be scared of him. I ain't scared. When you know how to stop him, he can't steal from you anymore. When something come in your life, oh my God. When something come in your life to work against you, what you got to say, I know God is not in this. So me and God gonna change this. That's the basis of a supernatural church. That's an apostolic word there. That's a prophetic word. That's a word, not just a feeble word, or not just a rhyming word, not just a good outline, but that's something you can cut the enemy down with. That's something gonna make you have joy at supper time tonight. That's something gonna make you run around the table tonight, because you know I heard from God. I heard from heaven. My spirit is shouting on the inside of me. I got power I never used before, but I'm gonna lock my soul into my spirit and I'm gonna use this power. Sit down. Received. Renewing, releasing. Receive, you already receive, Edgar. Now all you got to do is renew your mind on a daily basis and release what's already yours. I ask nobody about how long it takes. This is not based on time. This is based on eternity. This is based on immediately, suddenly, straightway. You didn't put it to June next year. And the Lord said, I want to do it right now. Right now. I want to do it right now. Let me do it right now. Get me off a calendar. I want to do this for you right now. You counting and figuring out who you got to make contact with, how long it's going to take to get there. God said, hey, hey, I want to do it for you right now. Turn to Psalm 37, verse 4. I'm a right now God. You have to do all that waiting. Trust me, I'm about to do something supernatural for you. I'm about to work a miracle out for you. I'm about to make somebody do something for you who don't want to do it. I'm about to open, I'm about to open a door for you you didn't thought you ever go through. I'm not only going to open doors, I'm about to open some gates for you. Wider, wider, wider. God, God about to open a door for somebody. God about to open a door. Hey, God about to open a door. A door you've been trying to get through. A door you've been knocking at. But God said, I'm going to open that door. Right now, immediately, straightway, suddenly. No man can stop me. No group can stop me. No devil can stop me. No demon can stop me. I'm God Almighty. I'm God by myself. I don't need no help. I just need you to yield to me. I want to do something for you that you never saw before. You understand what I'm saying? So God doggone it, tell this world, take me off your waiting list. I'm not run by this system. I can have it now. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things seen. Now he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all our acts of faith. Now. Now, somebody say now. Now I'm healed. Now all my needs met. Now all my debt canceled. Now I'm free financially. Now my family free. Now. All right, Lord, connect the two now. Connect these two now. I know I told you to turn to Psalm 37, but connect these two now. Connect Hebrews 11:1 and Ephesians 3:20. And I'm going to see, can you shout? Come on, get your Bible. I want you to connect them, God. Just connect them for a minute here. The Spirit of God said, connect these two. That's what the Holy Ghost is saying. I want to connect these two right now. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Now unto him. You know now, because you understand spirit, soul, and senses, huh? The power working in you. See, you have opened a channel. You have set up a divine pipeline for Ephesians 3:20 to be manifest in your life. Not only what you ask, I dare you to imagine where you want to be. Woo! I dare you to let it imagination imagine where you want to be. These little silly calls come a dime a dozen. Don't let a car tie your fate up. Shh. Go to the lot, get in and say, this is mine. Say, well, suppose I can't get in. Go to the next day, get in the car and say, it's mine. Drive it in your sleep. Get them little cars out your system. You serve a bigger God. Delight yourself in the Lord.
Yeah.
What did it say? Well, why you don't have to desire your heart? If the scripture delights yourself in the Lord, he'll give you a desired heart. Why you don't have to desire your heart? Well, you just keep praying and confessing and affirmation and decreeing. He said, delight yourself in the Lord, he'll give you a desired heart. What's up? Your soul been constipated. Your soul been blocked. You're thinking too small. And matter of fact, you think too long. Boy, y'all on y'all feet, y'all hearing this stuff, aren't you? That's the Holy Ghost, man. Take all your small thinking and put them in the trash can. But they didn't come from God. God, turn to Isaiah 54 somewhere there. I want to show you God, how God thinks, man. How God wants you to act. Wait a minute, I'll find it. Wait a minute. I'm going to bless your stocking or wait, your socks. Wait a minute. Isaiah, wait a minute. We need to see this.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to close here. My God, tell up, I shut up. I don't appreciate enough promotion up in here this morning. Yeah. Listen, this is where we're at. Isaiah 54. Good God Almighty. Thank God. Everybody say thank God for the Holy Ghost. Now watch now, you got to be reading with me now because something's going to get on you. Something's going to get on you. We're about to make a move here. Sing, O barrel. Thou that did not bear. Break forth in singing and cry aloud, thou that did not travail with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, said the Lord. Something about to happen. Something haven't been producing in my life. I can't seem to get where I want to get. But this morning, the apostle pointing the scripture out to me, tell me to cry out aloud. Sing, because it's about to happen. Somebody cry out. Somebody sing. Your barren days are over. You're about to get pregnant with blessings that you've never seen before. Thing that has not been working, I got a cold, will start working right now. Sing, old Barry. It hasn't been working for me. Don't look like I'm going to get out this such a wicked. But this morning the Lord says, sing. Hey, you're about to come out of it. Everything that's been holding you back, you're about to come out of it because you got in the presence of Almighty God and heard a word. Put the pakasora pasa. Pasakura is $500. Kasatara pasa. That's what I'm hearing out of the Spirit. Put the transmission in drive. Because you're about to go places that you have never seen before. Put it in drive. Take it out of neutral. Take it out of reverse. Put it in drive. Because you got to go places you've never been before. You shouldn't have never come to this service if you didn't want to go places you've never been before. Come on, yeah. This is what he said. Look what he said in the second voice. Ooh, Lord. Look what the second voice said. Ooh, Lord. Look what the second voice said, Lord. Look what the second voice said. You are barren, but now something else about to happen to you. Enlarge. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. The place of thy tent. And let them stretch forth the curtain of thine inhabitation. Spare not. Ooh, Lord, Lord. Lord said, don't take it easy on me. Don't, God said, don't try to take it easy on me. I've added on to my house 7 times. They're adding on to it right now. And on both sides at one time. The Lord keeps at him saying, stretch out. Stretch. Tell the point next to you, stretch. Tell them, stretch in faith. Trust in God. Relying on nobody else. God is my soul. He's big enough. Bad enough. Powerful enough. Great enough. All I need is God in on this. Tell somebody, all I need is God in on this. Don't look at me. Look at me. Don't sell it for that shop. Get ready to have your own. Use it. Use it. Use it. But don't let it abuse you. God's gonna bring you a shop of your own. Pay no rent. Pay no lease. Somebody pay you. Ownership. 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 God wants us to own some stuff. Own it. Or you think God put you in this church that owned this house? Nobody owned a quarter on this house. 600 acres of land. Why do you think that God did that? To show you how it goes. God made me rich for you. Coming down. What that is? 44. You know what? Pass. Got those three red lights. To me, they're three green lights. I like to go through them green. But when I go through one, I hit it. I make all three of them. And yeah, I come through all of them. I just like that. From this day forward, you shall not be stopped. The lights are green for all the blessing, all the promises, all the goodness, all the mercy, all the grace of God. The lights are green. Somebody shout up in here. Well, I'll tell you something else. The Lord said to say it like this. If you see a green light, I want you to really shout. Now listen, let me train you. I got a cold. Let me train you. When I ask you, did you see a green light? Don't be looking for no green light. See a green light where God say, hey, what you asking me for? Come on through. Now shout. See the green light. The lights are green. Now, this is the way a supernatural church is supposed to function. Not the same old song. No, you need somebody to prophesy. Let them girls prophesy. Speak a word of God. The atmosphere, when they spoke, the atmosphere become lighter in here. But I got no time for no regular church. That's why people don't want to come to church. It's too regular. When man runs a church, it's a demon. God's spirit got to run a church. My God. Well, he ain't through yet. Let me read a little more. I remember what?
Hallelujah.
She said, hallelujah, Kathy.
Hallelujah.
Can y'all say that?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
What you say?
Thank you, Jesus.
That's what I'm talking to church a lot.
Thank you, Jesus.
Man, Jesus shifting us. What?
Every one of y'all got foot problem, you're free.
Problem in your foot.
I declare and decree
in Jesus' name,
your foot or your feet go free today.
I laid hand on one man on his foot this morning, then the anointing rise over me and said, tell them all.
We're in the foot business this morning.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Girl, you tired right now.
Yeah.
I saw you shout. You better watch out. God saw you.
He opened a door that no man can close.
Jesus, have mercy. Verse 2. Enlarge the place that I attend. Let them stretch forth the curtain of thine habitation. Spare not. Lengthen thy cause and strengthen thy stake. Look, all this plural, you know. Go back up. Go back up. Curtain. Plural. Habitation. Plural. You see it?
Yes,
huh? Cards. Plural. Stakes. Plural. God about to give you a whole lot of stuff. God don't talk about no steak. He talk about stakes.
Look what he said in verse 3.
What?
For thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left.
And thy seed shall inherit the Gentile and make the desolate city to be inhabited. All my children should be shouting. I don't care if there ain't nobody else shouting yet. Leroy and them should be shouting. Y'all should shout, shout, y'all gotta shout. Shout, 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 y'all gotta shout. Go on there, shout.
When I take them on vacation, I take the plug out of limitation. Everything on me and mama.
I don't care if we go shopping. I don't care what it is. God dog it. Everything.
Some of y'all are going to fall out, but I'm going to tell you right now.
So Shauna said, find the biggest house you can find in Florida.
Amen.
And she found one with a bowling alley in it.
I'll be bowling next week, y'all.
I have to tell you, because if somebody don't tell you, you don't know it exists.
It exists, baby. It been existing. But the church been behind. But God dug it, Word of Life Christian Center. We're going to start living it.
God dug it. For thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. Fear not. For thou shalt not be ashamed, verse 4, neither be thou confused, for thou shalt not be put to shame, for thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth, and shall not remember the reproach of thy widowhood anymore.
Mm.
I believe we need to do the slide in here. Y'all know how to slide? Just shift to the left and to the right. I believe we're going to move into a new territory. Come on now, slide it on out. Y'all come sing a little bit. Come sing a little bit. I'm through. Come sing.